Hi there, this is Chris Piercy with the Gist of It podcast. Here today talking about decisions, why they're so hard to make for some people, how to make better decisions, and just generally, if I can decide what to talk about, I'll get on with it. Don't worry, I've got notes. That's going to be the one and only joke about deciding what to say in a podcast about decisions. I apologise for that. Anyway, let's get into it. So why do certain people have trouble making decisions? Well, here's a number of the reasons why you might have trouble making a decision. So the biggest one, and the one I want to come straight out with straight away, is the idea of there being of making the wrong decision. Now, if you live in a world where you think that decisions are either the right decision or the wrong decision is going to go good or bad, then you're going to be putting a huge amount of pressure on yourself. Very rarely is it the case that there's a right and a wrong with regards to the decisions we make in kind of day-to-day life. It's much more like, it's not black and white, it's more like shades of grey. So, you know, realizing that there isn't actually this, oh my God, this is the wrong decision, I've done a bad thing, realizing that it's not actually that black and white, and you know, you can make better decisions for yourself, you can make worse decisions for yourself maybe, but the idea of it being it's right or it's wrong is putting a huge amount of pressure on yourself. So if you're looking at a decision in your life, just kind of ask yourself, is there a right and wrong here? Or is it an opinion? Is there grey area, isn't it? Because realizing that is going to take a huge amount of pressure off the decision itself. And hopefully that will make it easier to make. Next up, no confidence in your agency. And by agency, I mean your kind of ability to kind of make decisions for yourself. You know, you have no confidence. And this all kind of stems from the idea of self-confidence. So the more self-confident you are, the better you are at making decisions in general. There's probably a pretty direct correlation with that. But if you have no confidence in your decisions, then they're going to be very, very difficult to make. So one of the things that can be really, really helpful with this is to look back, you know, however far back you want to look and however small you want to look, at decisions you've made in the past which have been good decisions, which have turned out well for you. And you know, write a whole book of these different decisions that you've made, no matter how big or small, and prove to yourself that you are someone who is capable of making your own decisions. You are able to make good decisions for yourself that like, improve your life. So that's one of the best things you can do if you do not have any confidence in your decision making. And then on the flip side, you can look at your bad decisions. Ask yourself, what's the worst decision I ever made? What was the result of that? And ultimately, did you survive it? Yes, you did, because otherwise you wouldn't be here listening to this right now. So look at your worst decisions and go, yeah, actually, my worst decisions weren't actually that bad. So whatever comes as a result of my decision, I will be able to survive it. I will be able to get through it because I've been through my bad decisions before. So it's kind of proving that no matter how bad you think your decision is, you've got through it, and also proving to yourself that you are able to make good decisions for yourself. So it's a double whammy on that one. Fear of regret, that's another big one, is that you're like, oh God, like if I do this, then that, oh, I don't know if that's going to be wrong, and then oh God, and then I won't be able to go back and change that, so it's better if I just don't make a decision at all. Now, it's important to understand that not making a decision is a decision. So you are continuing, you know, if you're not changing it, you're choosing it, is sometimes something I say to kind of clients when I'm giving them life coaching or hypnotherapy, is that if you're not changing it, you are choosing it. So if you've got something where a fear of regret is going to come into it, then, and we're talking on a kind of a bigger scale than just, oh, what if I don't quite like my food at the restaurant? I can't decide. But we'll get into that kind of minuter stuff a bit later on. But if it's a huge thing in your life and you're worried about the kind of the fear of regret, kind of understandable. And if it's a big decision, it does need some thought to go through it. But once you've made that decision, and let's say it's a decision that can't be undone, you can't do anything about that. You can't control the past. And once you've made your decision, you made your decision, and then you move forward and you kind of deal with the consequences, you deal with the circumstances as and when they present themselves, as more decisions may present themselves. There's no point worrying about what decision you have made in the past, because there's nothing you can do about it now. And just as I said a minute ago, any decision that you've made leading to this point, no matter how bad it was, you've got through it and you will get through any decision you make moving forwards. Worrying about the impact on others. This is a huge one, I think, with a lot of people. It's like, oh God, I want to do this, but then what are they going to, what's going to happen to them? What's going to happen to them? What's going to happen to him? What's going to happen to her? What's going to happen to them? You know, it's worrying about, you know, what you want and what impact it's going to have on other people. You've got to realize you are allowed to be selfish. Now, selfish is often used as an insult, and sometimes quite rightly, but also there are a lot of people, particularly people who are anxious, low self-esteem, low confidence, there are a lot of people out there who need to be more selfish. They are so selfless that they damage themselves by not being more selfish. So you are allowed to be selfish. You are allowed to just make a decision and go, yeah, I'm making a decision and that decision is for me because this is of benefit to me and I'm allowed to do that. Because your job in the world, your responsibility is to yourself. You are there to look after yourself. Now, everyone else's job is to look after themselves. Now, how many times in your life have you had decisions made by other people which have impacted on you and you've had to deal with the consequences? You're allowed to be that person who is a bit selfish and makes a decision that's the best thing for them. That's absolutely fine. You know, it's when someone always makes the decision regardless, without even considering anyone else, that's when, you know, that kind of habit and the habit of behavior where it's the same thing where, oh, I'm going to do whatever's best for me always. That's a different thing, you know, because if you're even listening to this and you have trouble making decisions, then you're already definitely not that person. So you're not going to turn into that person by beginning to make a few selfish decisions. So that's really, really important to understand that you are allowed to be selfish. Also consider the fact that within this, do you honestly think that every single decision that is made by the people around you, you are factored into it? Probably not. Most people are kind of just dealing with their own shit. So there are people who will be thinking about you when they make decisions, but not everyone is going to be thinking about everyone when they make the decisions. So you don't have to think about everyone when you make your decisions either. And finally, I think some people believe that they have to have 100% certainty on a decision before they can make it. I want to feel 100% certain and then I'll make the decision. That's not generally how things work. I mean, you need to decide yourself, how certain do I need to be to make a decision? What percentage? It doesn't have to be 100%. So let's say I need to be 75% certain about something before I make a decision. It's like, cool. If that's your percentage, that's absolutely fine. So what, when you're looking at a decision that's facing you right now, how certain are you about doing this particular thing? Okay, let's say you're 50% certain. Right, cool. What do you need? What do you need to get that extra 25%? What do you need to know? What would change things for you to push that from 50% up to 75%? What information is available out there that you can go and grab? Who do you need to speak to? You know, what prices do you need to find out? You know, what impact do you need to consider before you're going to get pushed up to that 75%? Decide on what you need. And then once you've got those things, go, right, once I know that, I will be... that's either going to drop down because you feel less certain about it, in which case you go, cool, I'm not doing that thing now. Or it gets pushed up to 75% plus. And then at that point, you decide to yourself, you know what? I'm going to decide that at this percentage, I just say yes. Or I just say no, or whatever. Or I'm going to stop doing this, or I'm going to start doing this, or I'm going to buy that, or whatever it might be. But decide on yourself a percentage where you go, above this percentage certainty, yep, bam, going to do it. So that's kind of why people have trouble making decisions and some kind of hints and tips about kind of how to overcome those particular things. Now, a lot of stuff doesn't maybe fall into that exactly in terms of me being able to help you. So here's a few different things you can do, some questions you can ask yourself perhaps, so that you can start making easier decisions for yourself. Let's go. One of the easiest things is just to go ask yourself, is this a life-changing decision or not? Just a simple yes or no. Just making this decision right here, right now, is it gonna alter my life in any real meaningful way? If the answer is no, just make a decision. Just make one. It's not going to affect your life. You just said it's not going to affect your life. So just make a decision. Just go, yeah, I'm going to do it. or no, I'm not going to do it. So if it isn't life-changing, just make a decision. Like, or if you want to be really blunt with yourself, just you can simply ask yourself, does it fucking matter? Like, does it fucking matter? If it doesn't matter, no, it doesn't matter. Cool, make a decision. Just boom, make a decision. You've just told yourself it's not going to affect your life, so just make a decision. Next. If you don't like it being quite as blunt as that, then you can decide to categorize things into big decisions and small decisions. Now, this is kind of similar, but you know, big and life-changing aren't quite the same thing. So maybe there's big decisions, and a big decision might be something which requires a large amount of financial investment, whether that's, you know, relative to what you might be about moving house. It might be about your children's schools. It might be about, you know, these aren't perhaps not life-changing per se, but they are still big. Now, these decisions, they require thought. They require you to kind of have discussions with people. They require you to kind of think over them, and then, you know, either using the percentage method or whatever, however you want to do it, you get to a point where you go, yeah, now I can make that decision. Now, anything that's just like classified as a small decision in your head, just make a decision. Just make a decision. It's a small thing. You've already said it's not life-changing. It's not a big thing. It's a small thing. And if it's a small thing, just make a decision. Just do it. Just make a decision. Next up, you can ask yourself, if I make this decision right now, when will it stop being an issue within my life? So that might be 5 minutes, might be an hour, might be a week, might be a month, might be a year, might be 10 years. If it's a small amount of time, again, just make a decision. You know, a lot of people have trouble, like, choosing their food in a restaurant. They'll go in there and they'll stare at the menu and like, oh my God, I want to go for this because I know that I'm going to like this. I know that'll be good. But I always have that, so I want to try something different, but I don't really know. And like 2 hours after you've eaten that, it won't matter. It won't, like, you're going to walk around with regret for the rest of your life that you didn't order the chicken teriyaki. You know, I don't know where chicken teriyaki came from, but yeah. Like, will this matter in a week? Will this matter in a day? Ask yourself, if it's a small amount of time, just like, you know what, screw it. If I order food and I hate it, it's not going to matter in 2 hours. It's not going to matter in 1 hour. It's not going to matter in half an hour. I might be a bit annoyed because I didn't like my food as much, but you're not going to carry that around for the rest of your life, are you? So ask yourself, and like, if it is something like, yeah, if I get this decision wrong, I think it will still be impacting my life in 5 years, 10 years, then yeah, you might want to put a bit more thought into it. But if it's less than a couple of weeks, just do it. Just make a decision. Now, this is one that I use with my life coaching clients, and with life coaching, you know, quite often as I'm working with my clients, we have particular, well, and with hypnotherapy, to be honest. So with all the therapy that I offer, typically we have a goal in mind, a goal that we set together that is they want to achieve, and it becomes very, very simple. So just a either or. Does, if I make this decision, is it going to move me towards my goal, or is it going to move me away from my goal? And if it's going to move you towards, then you make the decision to move yourself towards, or you go, nah, it's actually going to move me away, so I'm not going to do it. So just say, is it going to move me towards or away from my goal? And that will hopefully help you make your decision based upon that, if it's kind of surrounding kind of goal-orientated stuff. Quite a lot of people have trouble making purchases. They want something, but they don't know what the best thing is. And, oh, should I get this? It's a bit more money. Should I get this? It's a bit less. Or should I get this? It's got better reviews or whatever. It's like, and they'll spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours trying to find exactly the right thing, trying to find the right swimming costume, trying to find the right, you know, thing for the garden, trying to find the right whatever. Now, if it's a matter of cost, let's say you're looking to spend 50 quid on something, and there's something that's 55, and you're like, oh, I don't know. It's like, ask yourself, how much difference is that extra bit of money? Or let's say you found something for 50 quid, but you want it for 40 or 45. It's like, how much difference is that £5 or £10 going to really genuinely impact your life. And it might be the case that you're scraping every last penny together and £5 is a huge amount of money to you right now. And if so, that's fine. You know, you need to be able to afford whatever it is that you're buying without kind of breaking the bank and putting yourself in a position where you're kind of dropping below the poverty line or whatever it might be. If you can afford it and that £5 isn't going to make a difference to you, just do it. Because if you think about it, if you spend another 2 hours looking and then eventually you do find it for that £5 cheaper, you've saved £5, but you've spent 2 hours. And those hours you will never get back. No hours you ever spend in life, even as you listen to this, every second that passes, you cannot get back. There are more £5 out there. You can go and earn £5 one way or another. You know, so you've got to kind of weigh up your time against the cost that you're looking to save. If you're looking to save hundreds or thousands, then those few hours extra you spend, by all means, that is very, very important because your time is probably worth that. If you're trying to save a few pounds here and there, just buy it. Just buy the thing because it means it's done as well. It's done and then you don't have to do it anymore. And you can spend those few hours or 2 hours or however long it would have been doing something which is going to be a lot more restorative. You can do things that you actually want to do because you probably don't want to be sat at your laptop trying to find a cheaper potted plant because you just don't need to. Just on a kind of side note here, decisions burn energy. It actually burns calories making decisions and kind of thinking and overthinking and ruminating. So once you make a decision, it's done. So you don't have to think about it anymore. So just make decisions. Finally, and this is one I use in the therapy room quite a lot, it's four questions to ask yourself about something that you're considering doing. So pretty simple and very formulaic. Question one is, what's the worst thing that can happen if I do this? What's the worst thing that can happen if I don't do this? What's the best thing that can happen if I do this? And what's the best thing that can happen if I don't do this? So let's say you're considering going out somewhere with some friends, but you're a bit worried about where you're going out to because you haven't been there before and it's, you know, making you uncomfortable. So what's the worst thing that can happen? And this is kind of, I like to make sure that you are bounding these answers in realism. Like when I say, what's the worst thing that can happen? Well, I could walk out the front door and someone could shoot me with a crossbow. It could happen. Probably not. So within the bounds of realism, what's the worst thing that could happen on this night out? Worst thing that could happen, you could go out, it could be not a great night, you could be uncomfortable, someone might get a bit drunk, too drunk, and, you know, you have an argument, and then you have to go home early, and that doesn't feel great. So that's the worst thing that can happen. Like, okay, what's the worst thing that happened if you don't go out? Well, you just sit at home and bored and playing Candy Crush or swiping on a dating app and just generally feeling a bit lonely and disconnected from people and just not feeling particularly great. So those are the worst things that can happen if you do it or don't do it. What's the best thing that can happen? The best thing that happened is you have the best night of your life. You could meet the love of your life. You could, you know, just have fun. You know, you can just go out, have a really fun night, enjoy yourself and go home, feel connected with people, feel great and just like enjoy the whole experience. That's the best thing that can happen if you do go on this night out that you're concerned about. And finally, what's the best thing that can happen if you don't do it? Well, the best thing that can happen if you don't do it might get a good Tinder match, might watch a good film, might order some nice takeaway, but all of the things that are the best thing that could happen if you don't do it are things that you could arguably do any night. And if you say, And you kind of, with these kind of four answers, you kind of got to scale it in your head. It's like, well, that's a that out of 10 good, and that's a that out of 10 good, and that's a this out of 10 good. Kind of score it and go, well, the worst thing that happened would be like, and that would push it down to like a 3. The worst thing that happened, if you don't, well, that's probably a 3 as well. The best thing that happened, that could be like a 9, a great 9. And the best thing that could happen if I don't do it, well, that's probably about a 4. So you kind of look at this and go, well, if I do it, then it's going to be as bad as a 3 or as great as a 9. If I don't do it, it's going to be as bad as a 3 or as great as a 4. Now, I'm kind of just making this up as I go along and just kind of, but I hope that you understand where I'm coming from with this, that, you know, by giving yourself the opportunity to enjoy yourself and do things, you are, yeah, there's a risk that it might be bad, and it, you know, but the benefit is that it could be really, really great. And if you don't do it, yeah, there's not a lot of risk, but there's little, if nothing, to gain from not doing it. Anyway, thank you so much for deciding to listen to this. I did promise there would only be one, but I just had to make another bad joke. It's just something within me. But I really hope that this has been of benefit to you. I hope that it's going to help you make better decisions for yourself in the future. If you have any questions about this at all, or you're interested in having hypnotherapy or life coaching with me, then you can drop me an email. It's chris@gystcoaching.co.uk, or you can head to gystcoaching.co.uk to have a look at my website. There's blogs and resources on there, as well as more details about exactly what it is that I can do for you. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll catch you for another episode of the Gist of It podcast soon.